I highlighted the shocking figures of 182 visitors only visited Woodrow Wilson Homestead, which I do believe that council, and what was it, the council and the National Trust to be working together to promote this better and to increase the tourist numbers for the visitors attraction, and also for the Gray's Printers attraction, which is in the town centre behind Gray's Tea Rooms. And these are two National Trust properties. I do believe National Trust is still not doing enough, and also council's not doing enough to promote these tourism attractions, because they're part of history and they're part of the American-Irish history. And we always have Americans passing into our town and passing by. And I don't think when they see that they're not open, yes, if we had a few hours notice for one of the properties, Grace Punters, there's some volunteers now that could come down and open that within a few hours notice. But that doesn't always happen. You know, people in town walking through towns and see the thing closed, you know, it doesn't bear good, you know. But all we're looking to do is for council now, along with the National, to promote our tourism attractions things within the Strabane area.
Have these tourism figures reflected in other businesses in the area?
I wouldn't be too sure, but at the same time, I know for B&Bs that within locally and with my own family running a pub and B&B within the town, they are very busy with tourists coming and going all the time, and they had American and Swiss people and French people there only a couple of weeks ago. So there is people about touring, if you know what I mean. But when we have facilities within our, we're not doing enough to promote these. And now coming to the tourist season, usually say from March, mid-March right through to October, you know, for one of the premises is only going to be open, I think, Gray's Printers is going to be only open 5 days this year. I don't think that's enough. You know, I do believe that there's a lot more work that council can do along with the National Trust to promote. The National Trust is not big in the west of the province, but I do believe we should be out there promoting what we have and singing from the rooftop, because it's a tourist that we're wanting to attract to come to our towns and to our areas where we have these historical homes and ancestral homes belonging to former presidents of America and John Dunlop went off to help print the American Constitution. You know, these are things that we should be promoting within our area and with the help of council and the help of the National Trust working together.